So this first reading, we see the final assembly of the temple, where God's had a final and concrete established resting place, where the people had a certain location for the presence of God. And then we know with Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, that presence of God is with Jesus. And so we see that remarkable effect that wherever he went, he brought that healing power and presence. And this is a short passage, but it's so powerful when we remember the gospel we heard a few days ago when Jesus crossed to this land of Gennesaret and he came across the man who was possessed and was living amongst the tombs, and he was bound and he kept breaking from the chains. And then Jesus healed them, released that demon from him and put him into the pigs, and the pigs, the swine, went over into the lake. And that man was so overcome with love for Jesus, he wanted to stay with him, but Jesus said, no, go back and tell your family what you have seen, what you've experienced. And so we can imagine that he did, because when Jesus comes back to that place, everyone knows about him. And when he left the first time, they didn't want him to stay. Maybe they were afraid. They were mad because their pigs had been killed. Whatever the reason was, they were not so happy with Jesus. But now, when they know the truth about him, they're scurrying about, bringing everybody they can. And wherever they hear he is, they want to go to that place. And so if we remember from yesterday, our invitation, our command to be salt and light in the world, to be Christ's presence to the world, sharing the good news, this life-saving message of Jesus Christ. What that man did in Gennesaret, we're called to do here in Jacksonville, in Bay Meadows, at Holy Family, to let known the saving message of Christ. So that wherever people hear that Jesus might be, they want to run to that place to simply touch maybe the end of his tassel, the smallest vestiges of his presence that people wanted to encounter. Our lives lived in such a way that people want to touch the tassels of Jesus' cloak because they've heard about the saving message of Jesus. This is the opportunity each one of us has every day to be in the world on mission as disciples, sharing the saving message of Christ. The tassels of Christ, the sacraments, the scriptures, the acts of charity that we do, these little signs of God around us can and will change lives. Let's pray for that grace. First, to know God's love and his healing presence. And then, with joy and enthusiasm, go out into the world, into our neighborhoods, to our families, and share this saving message so that as many as touch it will be healed. Amen.